felt your energy and your spirit and your love, and I'm here to have a good time. You know, I like to have a good time. Yeah.
It really means so much that you'd be here. Thank you for referring to it as persistence and not just me annoying the fucking shit out of you for 13 straight months. That really means, and it means so much to everyone that you're here.
Yeah. I just want to point out before we get started, I am rocking Sean down tonight.
How many people, and be honest, how many people out here participated on Twitter in the Diddy?
on Twitter so much.
So much. And now I'll tell you this too, because I don't want to lie about anything. If I drop the ball and this is a shitty show, oh man, I'm never gonna live it down. I want to thank my intern Erica. She just started. She's my personal intern. Yeah, we'll bring her out later.
What's she look like?
Very young. She goes to Bennington College in Vermont.
Oh.
She's in her 20?
She's old enough.
Dude, that's Bethany's job. She tells me what's going on. And I want to thank John Hughes and Jamie Motto on our videos. Some of the other cast members, we should welcome the handsomest man in Hackensack, Dom Finelli.
Cheesecake for Diddy, please. I'm walking here to get it. From Manhattan. Yeah. He loves cheesecake from here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy it, okay?
Oh, you got it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, man.
Ciroc vodka. Greatest vodka in the world, right? I wanted to put something together, kind of like let everybody know about it in this community. And some of you guys know my parents.
Oh my god.
Yeah!
So I want to put something real short together, right to the point, let everybody know it's the greatest vodka in the world.
Because you're a big drinker.
Yeah.
You were in a frat.
Yes.
That's the guy who knows how to drink.
Yeah. Everyone should drink this. So I put together a little video.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little short little thing, right to the point.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Check it out.
I'm Don Finelli. I'm Don Finelli.
I'm Don Finelli.
Everybody out there now, this rock's the greatest vodka in the world, and everybody should be drinking. Yeah, don't be an asshole. Please. I don't know why you're not fucking drinking it right now.
Watch, you freaking male! What the hell's the matter with you? But seriously, don't be an asshole.
Exposed.
Let's finish it. Okay, so that one's
Five cheesecake.
So, with the shocker.
Bring my very good friend Shannon O'Neill forward.
Sure. normally, or we do, except for me right now, we're kind of schlubby. We just kind of like you saw me backstage. I was in sweatpants and sweatshirt. That's my day wear, my evening wear. I was like, we gotta dress up. We gotta represent and wear some Sean John. So I went shopping for these guys. So this here is Mr. Finelli. Go backstage and get dressed. this is Bethany and Will. Go take care of yourself. So here's the important thing: the tags are still on. I can't afford your clothing. I will be returning all these things tomorrow.
I just wanted to say that I own this.
You had a TV show by DJ Pop. What's up?
Do you want music to play so they have time to change or no?
Well, now I can do a little talking. Okay. I can like talk about my outfit right now. So my blue top, I don't know what the actual name of it is. We'll call it tight. Oh, another thing. You only sell women's clothing in junior line, which is like, I don't wear juniors. So, but I fit into something. But I'm also not your demographic, so that's okay. So my top is $46. Pants, these tight pants are $59. Yeah! The four pairs of Spanx underneath were...
Thank you.
$1.98. It also has a hood.
Oh!
So grand total of $208. Very nice. All of our outfits, the four of us, cost $926. All on my credit card right now. That will be taken off at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
I don't know how you other four feel. I feel like inside I've always been.
silly shit and electrocuting people and making fun of Will. I wanted to maybe get serious and just ask you a few questions, okay. Just to ask for like advice and things that I think people might be interested in hearing. So just a few questions. The first one I wanted to ask is, you know. Did someone track me this time? People just nervous that I'm gonna say the wrong thing. All right, well, the first thing I want to ask, everybody up here on stage, and a lot of people in this crowd are creative people trying to pursue careers in creative fields, and it's really hard. And what I'm wondering, the first thing, is I feel like I've like come a long way, but I still have all this anxiety. Every time I'm about to do something new, it comes back. It's like this horrible, horrible anxiety. And I wonder if does that go away? Because you produce the best albums, put out great albums, the best fucking albums, TV shows, movies. Do you still, like when a new album comes out, are you like, oh shit, or are you like, no, I'm fucking over it?
No, the anxiety stays there, like, it's a part of life. And if you don't feel that anxiety, you know that something's wrong. So it's that thing that drives you.
Almost before every show, I'm on the toilet for like 40 minutes.
I'll show up at 7 o'clock, he comes out at 7:30 to get in the toilet.
Tuesday, we picked a date, and then I left a voicemail if you didn't call. ever experienced in my entire life. I don't know if you remember this. The first time we talked, you were like, I explained the show to you. You're like, it sounds cool. It sounds positive. I'll come do it. And I go, oh my God, I would something. I mean, my mind was racing. So I said something along the lines of like, thank you so much. I can't believe you would take the time out to do this. It's awesome. But I'll never forget what you said, which was, ask and ye shall receive. And then. Another time we talked, this was after. This is.
We did talk one time.
No. I sent you a DM on Twitter when I got that TV show. And I said, and I meant it. I was like, I talked to you on New Year's Eve and I've had this amazing luck. And I feel like in some small ways, because I talked to you at the beginning of the year. And then another time we talked on the phone recently, when we talked about this night, you ended the phone call by going, congratulations, 100%. I'm your good luck charm, motherfucker. Never forget this. Would it be cool? Anyone can use, whereas then you said no, you'll just piss people off at the end of your phone calls. It is fucking impressive. It is. The first time I was standing in my living room in Queens, I hung up the phone and I just looked at it and I was like,
the phone was like,
Updates from there. All the people who are on, going on the adventure, which includes the band and those of us up here, there's a few more people. Can you come up on the stage?
Yeah. officially, I think right now.
One more thing I wanted to do, if that's okay. I wrote this thing because I feel like it's just begun. And I wrote a little thing based on that. I think you have those, right, Bethany?
Yeah.
I've written a piece of, I guess you could call it a one-act play. That's me. You know, we'll go backstage, we'll say our goodbyes, and that's that. That's the end of the night. That's awesome. But I wrote my fantasy version of what will happen after this show. So it's okay with you.
Really?
This is a
disappears. He straight up vanishes into thin air. The most amazing room ever. Vivian gathered and found a strange room made out of crystal. Waterfalls are spread throughout the space, flowing from sky in an incomprehensible manner that defies all laws of physics. A hot, topless Asian girl surrounded by live swans plays a harp in one of them. As soon as Gethard and Diddy appear, 2 6-foot-tall topless blonde women approach them with plates of sushi. Matches. There's a bunch of half-finished pizza slices on shitty-ass paper plates. The dudes are playing Risk.
Again. Heaven on time. out with people to annoy the shit out of
me. Didi's car drives away. A shitty black 2001 Nissan Sentra with a New Jersey license plate falls from the sky with a thud. Gethard opens the door. He tries to start the car, but it takes a few tries. The driver's side view mirror is cracked. There's an adult diaper on the floor because Gethard didn't have an ice chipper and he has 30 adult diapers in the trunk of his car left over from the pussy pants. So he pathetically used one to remove ice from his windshield. Gethard drives away.
I wanted to remind everyone, we have another show tomorrow at midnight. We're launching the America Gethard Experience. We hope you can make it.